Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And thank goodness for that rain in our backyard. Let's hope we don't get lots of other stuff. And Jan would agree with that. Good morning to you, Jan Riggenbaugh.
Good morning.
We don't want any of that bad wind, hail, all that kind of stuff, do we?
No, we had that last year in our garden, and I don't want to see that again.
Yeah. So we are going to talk about the garden seminar. It's coming up on the 21st. But before we do the details on that, Jan, I want to know a few details about your life, because what you're doing actually relates to what you're going to be talking about.
That's right.
What are the big changes in your life?
Well, for 36 years, we've lived on 30 acres in Iowa, and I've had the luxury of space to plant anything I wanted to, and that's both an advantage and a disadvantage, because it's really hard to keep up with it when you've got it spread all over the place, different plants. Anyway, now we're moving from our country plot to a city lot, and I've spent the last 2 years thinking, as I worked in my garden, trying to make sure I get it right when I'm not going to have the luxury of that much space, thinking about the plants that I wouldn't plant again because they've been a lot of a problem, and the plants that are so wonderful and sit there looking gorgeous and need very little attention. My goal here is to have a garden that I can take care of in my 90s as I think through it. And it just seemed to me that some of these same things that I'm thinking about would be good to share with others. Maybe I can save somebody from making some of the mistakes I made in the past.
As you've had a lot of experience, so experience is a good teacher, and we can just share with you. Maybe we don't have to do those same things ourselves. And Jan, have you actually moved some of the plants that, you know, you've taken, not just thinking about what you're going to plant and so on? Have you actually moved some of your plants?
Yes. Last year, as I would divide plants that needed dividing anyway, I would take starts of things, and then I planted them in pots and sunk the pots into the ground at the new lot. And they're still there because there's still grading to be done. We're building a house, and after it's done, there'll be grading, and I may have to move those pots aside to get the grading right. And then I get to start planting.
Yes.
A lot of things I had to leave behind
all of your trees and your shrubs and things with really deep roots.
A conifer collection I would have loved to have taken with me.
Yes.
Big, I had to stay.
Yeah, big decisions to make. And I'm thinking this thing you said about putting things in pots and putting them in the ground, I think that if somebody gives you a plant, that might be a good thing to do. If you're not quite sure where you want it, or you at that moment you don't have time to put it where you want it, that would be a good way to get those plants saved for when you do decide.
For sure. In recent years, I had gotten to where I kept a nursery bed all the time. Sometimes the plants you get are just so small that if you set them out in the garden, you lose track of them, or they just don't make it because you can't baby them enough. And so I just kept one small bed set aside where I could sink the pots down into. It's amazing how winter hardy they are, even in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of surprised. I had very few losses.
Oh, great. Of course, we didn't have a very hard winter, no 30 below freezes and all that kind of stuff.
But I've been doing the nursery bed for 6 years. And I do know some people who have lost plants that way, and in almost every case it was because they piled a lot of mulch on thinking they were going to protect them, and then the voles got in under there and ate the roots. So I did not put any mulch, just the pots.
Hmm, interesting. Interesting way to do things. And that little nursery, I guess you could have a little nursery or you could have a larger nursery depending on the amount of space you have. I'm just thinking, Jan, that what you're going to be talking about in terms of reducing the size of a garden could also apply when we're starting a garden, because sometimes we get really carried away and then, we maybe haven't planned the way we wanted to and so on. So maybe these what you're going to be talking about is going to help us when we're starting a garden also.
Well, I think so, and for sure, some of the aggressive plants that just are really hard to control. Once you I can maybe save some people from planting some of those. And I'm going to talk about also plants that are rabbit and deer resistant, and which could apply to anybody. The less you have to watch out for pests eating your plants, the easier it is. Another thing is, I mentioned in one of my newspaper columns recently, I touched on the fact that our new lot has a big walnut tree, and some of the plants that you can't grow under a walnut and some that you can because of the toxicity from the roots. And that apparently struck a chord with a lot of people because I got a lot of feedback on that. So I'm going to share some of those plants that are good to plant if you happen to have a walnut tree. So I think there will be something for everybody here.
Jan, you mentioned your column because that's one way I follow you is your column in the Omaha World Herald. I know you have them other places, but it's kind of neat to see that. And I've always been saying, Jan, I keep clipping those out and then I put them away. They need to be in a book. Is that?
I'm working on that.
Yeah.
It will be published early next year, and the tentative title on it is Your Midwest Garden, and it will be an edited version of the columns with charts to make it more of a reference book, and then an index to help you find it. Because I've heard from so many people over the years that they have a shoebox full of clippings.
Yes.
And they can never find the one they want.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that is good news. And, of course, you have helped to write some other books in the past that have given us great information about the Midwest. We should probably insert here, Bob, you've been to the Atlantic Garden Seminar before, and it's fun to think about you coming back. And, of course, that is next Saturday. But I wanted to say if you get your registration postmarked by today, Friday the 13th, you're eligible for lots and lots of door prizes. And people are maybe wondering why we did that. Well, it sort of helps the process along. But, you know, a lot of times places will have an additional fee if you have a late registration. So this is sort of our early fee plus. So we want people to get those in. Still time to do that. Get that postmark today. If you can't find the registration, you can go online to Cass County Extension, and you can find it there and get it sent in. It's only $35 for the whole day to hear Jan and other speakers, a workshop, and all the stuff you need, and a little continental breakfast and a great lunch. We're having a new lunch this year that I think you'll be happy with. A lot of great stuff. And Jan, will you be around after your presentation in case people have some questions?
Absolutely. I'm planning to stay the whole day. I know from past experience that it will be well worth it because there's always so much to learn. And I would love visiting with people throughout the day.
Oh, that's great. And you're the first person on the agenda in the morning, so if people don't know you, they can get acquainted with you and know how to find who to look for in the crowd there to ask questions. So we're really pleased that you're going to be here on Saturday, April 21, at the Cass County High School, Atlantic High School. Man, I'm having trouble today keeping my mind together. But anyhow, we're back at the high school. We've been someplace else. This year we are back at the Atlantic High School, and it is sponsored by the Cass County Master Gardeners. So, Jan, you're going to be helping us decide which plants have the most impact and which ones are going to cause us trouble.
That's right.
So we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 21st.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
Okay. So thanks so much for visiting with us this morning, and have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Till next time, here's a thought from Thomas Fuller, written back in 1732, but it's still true. Many things grow in the garden that were never sown there.